Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today. Let's get it started in
here. Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, this is our 7 o'clock show. We start here at 6 and, of course, go all the way till 8 o'clock. And, of course, you've tuned in to the brighter side of life right here on the 805. And we had some amazing guests on our first show. And so if you missed any of that, you can go to our podcast. And that, of course, is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Or you can go to our website and listen there. And that is KimPaganoShow.com. And of course, we always have giveaways, and we would love to have you get some of those things because we love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. And all you have to do is call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to talk about some of our great guests, but in the beginning, let's just have you talk about some of our great giveaways.
We do have LA Zoo admission tickets to the zoo and botanical gardens in Los Angeles. Very nice. VIP meal gift certificate for the hometown buffet. That's for two. Lure Fish House located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara. You can go to any of those locations with your gift card from Kim. Pete's Breakfast House serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce available. You can find them at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. And finally, Rubio's, the original fish taco. Their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating with quality ingredients for years. They're in Ventura. Very nice.
There you go. And you want to talk about the mentions really quick? Do you have those in front of you?
Yes, we do have the Rubicon Theater. It was great to have Brian in the first hour. Wonderful presentation, very funny, and the effort that he puts into this one-man show, you will love it. It's a lot of fun and a little lesson learned, too, in buyer and seller. Thomas Fire Benefit Concert is happening. Many people are involved with that. Some great bands showing up. We also have a first responders lunch. Now, this is happening for tomorrow, and it's 1:30 to 4 o'clock at the Vagabond Coffee Shop, 760 East Thompson Boulevard in Ventura. And we talked about Hometown Buffet and all the other fun places we have. And you're involved in the 21st, can you believe it, 21st annual Race for the Cure.
And, of course, that's over at down at the Dodger Stadium. So we've got all that stuff happening. We want you to be a part of it. And, of course, reach out. And it's all about giving back in this world. And that's what all these events are part of. So let's just start off with some LA Zoo tickets. And, of course, that is to go into the admission of it. And we'd love to share those with you. It's an hour from here. I know a lot of people think LA Zoo so far. It's a pretty amazing. And we'd love to share that. All you have to do is call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When you call us, leave us your name, your number, your email, so we can get you on our newsletter. And then one of the team members will get back with you. We always like to start our show with something uplifting. To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people just exist, and I hope that you're living. I hope that you're loving and living, which brings me to our first guest, and we have Susie and James and Pawelski. Did I say it right?
You said it right.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. And we're going to talk about Happy Together, using the science of positive psychology to build love that lasts. I love this. That's what my show is all about. We always talk about the brighter side of life, and everybody goes, oh, we need more of that. And I'm like, but how do we get there? How do we get there? There's work to be done, and it doesn't just happen, correct?
That's correct. I mean, I feel like in our culture, one of the reasons we wrote the book is that there's so much focus on the wedding rather than the marriage, on getting married than rather being married. It's people spend so much effort, dating and looking for that perfect person, so to speak. And then when they do settle down or in a long-term relationship, they expect happily ever after just to happen and don't realize that same effort on finding someone should be continued over the long run.
I know. Are you married?
We are married.
Okay.
We just celebrated our wedding anniversary, coincidentally, the day our book came out 2 days ago.
It was not planned. The publishers just told us it's going to be the day of the publication. We said, that's our eighth anniversary.
Very good. So your eighth anniversary?
That's correct.
Okay, great. And now, is this your first book?
It's our first book together and our first trade book, but my husband has written academic books.
Okay, perfect. And so, James, are you a therapist?
I am not. Neither one of us are therapists.
Okay.
I'm actually a philosopher by training, and Susie is a freelance writer, but we've been involved in the field of positive psychology for one or two decades, each of us have.
Okay.
And so positive psychology, just in brief, if you think about mainstream psychology, that focuses on what's wrong with people and how to correct it, which, of course, is important. Positive psychology focuses on what's right with people and how to cultivate it, which is also important and a whole lot more fun.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Because everybody, I think that's why people don't want to go into counseling, because let me tell you all the things you're doing wrong, right?
Right.
As opposed to let's look at what you're doing, that's working, and how we can accentuate those and how we can kind of build our world back up, correct?
That's right. In fact, you can't even get reimbursed going in to see a therapist unless they can certify that something is wrong with you. And so, again, not to take anything away from the importance of therapy, but my goodness, that leaves a whole lot in our world that we can't just take for granted. But think about going to the gym. We don't just take for granted that we're going to be healthy without exercising, working at it. And so just like we need to take care of our bodies proactively by going to the gym, so we think we need to take care of our relationship proactively by working out at what we like to call the relationship gym.
And just fixing problems doesn't mean you're going to create the beauty that you want in your relationship. So think about if you're into gardening, pulling some weeds, sure, sometimes you have to get rid of problems, but that doesn't mean flowers are going to bloom. You have to plant those seeds, water, nurture them continuously in order to really grow what you want.
I like that. And now how does this pertain to your way that you guys live your life or your relationship?
I think that's a really great question. So we talk in the book about strengths, and we do our best. We're not perfect, like any couple.
Yeah, we want people to know that we did not write this book because we have the perfect relationship.
Well, who does? Really? You know?
And we're sharing the news with the world. Yeah, we don't actually believe that there is such a thing.
Right. I think there's really strong relationships. I think that there's people that are on more of the same wavelengths. I think that there's people that are more honest with each other and they don't judge each other. So they have more strength together.
That's right.
But
definitely.
But, you know, life happens to all of us, right?
Right.
That's right. I mean, the word perfect actually comes from two Latin words that mean thoroughly done. Mm-hmm. So the only kind of relationship that's perfect is when one or both of the partners has stopped working at it and it's thoroughly done.
Okay.
So you asked what we do when we do our best to practice strengths. Mm-hmm. So positive psychology researchers actually looked across time and cultures, and they found that there are 24 character strengths that have been valued, and things like creativity, love of learning, leadership, kindness. And we all have strengths, and we have them to various degrees in different configurations, right? It's what makes us unique from another person, you know, that in our natural personality, context, of course, and environment. But with that said, you can find out what your top five strengths are. There's something called the VIA survey.
What
and
is
we
it
have
called?
A link to that. It's called the VIA. For short, it's just called the VIA survey, but it's the VIA character strength survey.
Oh, V-I-A?
Yes, V-I-A.
Okay. V-I-A.
And it takes about, it's free, and uh-huh. It takes about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And we have a direct link on our website, which is buildhappytogether.com. Don't forget the build, because happily ever after doesn't just happen. We say it takes work. Love is an action word. So it's build happy together.
Right.
And once you find out these top strengths, then you can really use them to help yourself and help your partner and your relationship. James and I try to do our best to acknowledge and respect our differences. I think at the beginning of a relationship, like all couples, you know, you ask us, what do we do? It's only human. You meet each other. You're intrigued by the differences, and you ask questions. You're like, wow, you're really curious. And then, you know, months, years into a relationship, you might just assume you know the other person. You may not act as curious. We're not mind readers. You know, we need to continue asking questions and being open to differences, seeing those strengths that we did in their relationship as something, you know, wonderful and positive, not seeing differences as deficits in our partner, but just respecting their unique differences and looking at the relationship and your partner through this lens of positivity.
Wow. Okay. Sounds really good. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. I want to make sure that you all know that we start here at 6 o'clock. And of course, that's a whole nother show. And of course, we go all the way to 8 o'clock. And it's all about the brighter side of life. We're talking with Susie and James Pawelski. And we're talking about their book, Happy Together. You know, how many people do you think are really happy together? Did you do a survey? Have you talked to people? How did you come up with that name? Or is it, you know, because I've been married almost 32 years. Happy.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Wonderful.
Yes. Happy together. Okay. There was a time where, you know, we just didn't see eye to eye, but we didn't give it up. I mean, how does that work for you?
I think that's a great question, and I think first we have to explain what we mean when we say happy together, how you define that. And since my philosopher husband is sitting here, and I know he wants to talk about definitions and etymology, so he's smiling here, so I'm going to let him jump right in.
I don't know if you should get me started on this, but I promise to be brief, Kim. Yeah, so what we mean by happy, there are a lot of different perspectives on that, right? We have a 7-year-old child, and if we ask him what happiness is, he'd probably say, you know, ice cream, cookies, and playing video games. If you ask us what we want for our child, we'd say we want him to be happy. That doesn't mean, though, that we want him to live a life of ice cream, cookies, and video games. It means that we want him, sure, to have fun, but also to find his niche, find himself, develop himself, flourish as a full individual. So happiness 24/7 in order to have a good relationship, in order to be happy together, because we can think of that in the long term. Just as you mentioned, Kim, you stuck through the tough part, and you came out into an area that was more, that was happiness, right? And so happiness is something that we can think about in the long term and not just in the momentary day-to-day.
No. And more focusing on the meaningful relationship and the goodness in the relationship, growing as an individual and as a couple.
I like that. And you talk about a relationship gym. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So, look, there are, you know, you get a job, but you don't automatically assume that that job is going to turn into a fabulous career. You don't plant seeds in the garden and think that without any further effort, you're going to get a fabulous crop of vegetables. You don't buy a membership at the gym and think that just in doing that, you're going to be fit for the rest of your life. It takes work in each of these areas. So with relationships, you know, oftentimes we tend to think, oh, I'm in a relationship, it's great, it's going well, we're going to live happily ever after, and it's not going to take any work. And so to try to counteract what we think can be a damaging cultural set of assumptions around it, Susie and I have coined the term relationship gym as a way of organizing some of the research and activities around relationships that can help us to hone our relationship skills that are learnable, and teachable, and shareable, again, to help develop the relationship that we all want.
So like in a gym, you can get bored after a while, right? You don't just throw in the towel and join a new gym. I mean, you may,
right?
But you're not necessarily going to, you know, achieve your long-term vitality. Or
well, talking
job.
About that, I think that that's why there's so many divorces, because everybody feels like relationships are disposable.
Exactly. Rather than being committed and thinking, okay, what can I tweak?
Yeah.
What are some novel routines, habits? Mm-hmm. What can we do differently that we're not doing?
Exactly.
How can I, you know, take this up a level and work on it? Because you know what? You're most likely going to have the same sort of problems in another relationship. And a lot of couples complain about the same things, but the ones who use creativity and use their strengths inject some novelty staying in the relationship instead of, you know, looking the grass is greener.
I was just going to say, you know, that's what my mom used to tell me. The grass isn't greener on the other side. And, you know, you might think so until the weeds start coming up.
Exactly.
You know?
It's only when you get, you know, closer kind of to the grass, and you're like, oh, I didn't see those weeds.
Yeah, because everything looks
set of problems,
yeah,
right?
We're all on our best behavior. We're all, you know, it's all that good stuff in the beginning. Do you believe in soulmates?
So that's a great question. And, you know, people mean a lot of different things by the term soulmate. If what you mean by that is just you're connecting deeply with each other, then of course you believe in soulmates. But if you think of that as, you know, some kind of mystical or magical connection that you don't have any control over whatsoever, and at some point in your life you will meet this person, probably they'll be riding on a white horse, and there'll be, you know, violins playing, and you'll meet that person, and then you'll live happily ever after, then we think that that perspective can actually be pretty dangerous. For one thing, it can help us develop the perspective that there's nothing we can do to prepare for that. We're just waiting for fate to strike. This can then lead to a sense of dependence. So if we meet somebody that we think might be our soulmate, then we're like, oh, you're here to make my life perfect.
And that's a big problem. You know,
exactly.
You know, will you both stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break right now, but I want to get into that a little bit. And if we could. Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'd love to get some gift certificates out to Hometown Buffet. And we'll do that for two. And call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Imagine me and you.
Happy days are here again when Rubicon Theater Company presents the hilarious one-man show Buyer and Seller, directed by Ovation Award winner Stephanie A. Coltrane and starring award-winning actor Brian McDonald. Called one of the best plays of the year by New York Times and winner of the Drama Desk Award for Best Play. This seriously funny slice of whimsy is an irresistible riff on the price of fame, the cost of things, and the oddest of odd jobs. When Buyer and Seller opens January 21st and runs through February 11th, call now and experience world-class, award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit them online at RubiconTheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we're talking with Susie and James Pawelski, and we're talking about their book, Happy Together. Our next guest afterwards is Dr. Leticia Jimenez, and we're going to be talking about Start Again, Not Over. And she's like an amazing woman that will help us really find out how to start again, not over, and what is empowerment is what we're going to be talking about and how it affects us. Susie and James, thanks for staying with us. And we were talking about really basically how, well, you said it best. Go ahead and kind of lead back in with that. Are you guys there?
We're here.
Oh, good. Okay.
We were talking about focusing what's right in your relationship rather than wrong.
Yes.
In order to build a stronger bond with your partner.
Right. And, you know, and that we were talking about how the grass looks greener, but it's really not, right?
Right. Before we went to break. So often we're comparing and contrasting with our a neighbor's lawn, so to speak, and lots of times with social media.
You know, right.
People are
oh my gosh.
At those carefully curated couples with their coiffed hair and on the Caribbean, you know, vacation, thinking, "Wow, look what they're doing. What's wrong with my relationship?"
Correct.
And I mean, we would suggest maybe stop looking at those pictures and comparing, and focus on watering what you do have and growing what you want to develop in your relationship.
Yeah, I believe that too. Now, let me ask you. And that would be a definite alternative approach, or you could just get ideas, don't compare. Correct?
Yeah, so comparing to other people...
is dangerous.
It's very dangerous. I mean, we just
and it's dangerous to the couple because you're comparing your couplehood to each other.
Yeah, and there's always somebody who's better at something. So you can compare your own relationship. You know, there's always somebody who's taller than... It's work individually, too. There's always somebody who's taller than I am. Somebody who's better at basketball. There's somebody who's better at music. There's somebody who's better at... So there's nothing. If I compare piecemeal like that, there's always somebody to look at. And if I'm doing that with my significant other, I'm comparing her to other people, there's always... But what we're looking at is the package and coming together as an individual with those traits. And so it's really a false comparison to find somebody out there who we imagine is better at X, Y, or Z.
Right.
But that's to focus our attention and effort on what we do have and the hard work that it may take, but the skills that we can learn to help make it.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. I'm really into gratitude, and I know you talk about gratitude roles in relationships. Talk about that.
Wonderful. So gratitude is really important. It's a big buzzword today. Research shows it's really important, though, not just to feel grateful, but actually to express your gratitude to your partner and let him or her know. And in fact, there's better ways of expressing it that has been associated with long-term love. And a healthy way to express your gratitude to your partner, let's say James gave me a gift, rather than focusing on myself and the benefit to me, focusing on the giver and his actions. Mm. What was it about him? What strengths of his? Was it his kindness that he noticed I really needed a massage or, you know, a long bath after a hard day? His thoughtfulness, and really call out those attributes, actions, and individual qualities of his that led to the gratitude.
And then it's really important for me to receive that gratitude as well, Kim. I think this sometimes is more difficult, right? What did they say about Ginger Rogers did everything that Fred Astaire did, only backwards and in high heels? So we like to think about this as the dance of gratitude, where expressing gratitude is very important, but receiving is also extremely important. So if Susie expresses gratitude to me, and I just deflect it. I say, oh, it's nothing, no worries. What I dismiss it in some way, or I hot potato it back to her. Oh, yeah, Susie, and I like this and this and this about you, and I'm not really taking it in. That can really shut Susie down, and the whole relationship, the whole dance of gratitude never really quite gets going. So it's really important with gratitude, yes, to express it well, and in the context of a relationship, for the partner then who's receiving it, they're receiving it well. Just saying thank you sincerely while looking the person in the eye can really go a long way. And then if you want to take steps beyond that, savoring it, and really using that interchange to help grow the relationship. When there's gratitude being expressed, that's an indication that something really well is happening, really good is happening in the relationship. So spending some time to try to understand exactly what it is that is going well, so you can A, favor it, about it, and C, continue it in the future is really the way.
I love that. And let's just, end this with, what is the golden rule that all you really need to be happy and, together?
Yeah. So we don't really believe in the golden rule in the sense of the generality of it. Sure, you want to treat each other as you want to be treated, which hopefully you want to be treated kindly. But we're all unique individuals with differences. So if I treated James the way I wanted to be treated, at nighttime we'd be sleeping with the windows open. We'd have relaxing music on.
Oh, no, not that.
So, no, he likes it warm. He likes it quiet. He likes it dark. So very different. So instead of treating each other as how you want to be treated, we like to talk about the Aristotelian rule.
Well, there's also the platinum rule, of course, which is treating somebody like they want to be treated. But that can sometimes backfire. Again, our 7-year-old son would love to be treated, with ice cream and staying up late and playing video games all the time. So that sometimes backfires as well. The Aristotelian rule, Kim, is where you focus on what is the best for that other person and helping to support them to grow and learn and become their best while you also are striving to become your best.
Wow, beautiful. Where do we get your book?
So you can get the book at Amazon or bookstores, wherever you purchase books. We also encourage your listeners to go to our website at www.buildhappytogether.com. The build is in there because love is an action verb, and we've got to do the effort. There's also a lot of information there and an invitation to join a virtual community of people who are interested in focusing on this approach to developing their relationship and to building love.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone that you know. And again, I thank you so much, both of you, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Also, if you could, I didn't receive your book yet, but if I can get a copy, that would be great.
Wonderful.
Certainly follow up and make sure you get one.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we've got Dr. Leticia Jimenez joining us. And, of course, that's Start Again, Not Over. And, again, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Lure Fish House that I'd love to give a gift certificate away. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live. Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is Dr. Leticia Jimenez. And of course, she is amazing in what she does and, of course, so passionate. And her whole thing is about starting again, not over. Dr. Jimenez, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure being on your show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Talk to us a little bit about who you are, where you are in your life, what you've been dealing with you know, some of your patients and you know, your guests that you talk to all the time. I know we talk about empowerment. What does that really mean?
Yes, actually, you know, I am an empowerment coach. I'm a psychologist, and one of the things that I like to do is, and my favorite thing to do, is do prevention. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about prevention is, you know, I love to do empowerment coaching because it helps people, the regular everyday person, you know, dealing with transitions in life, dealing with life itself, and how they can move forward, you know, start again, not over, and be and live in the life that they want to live. And so it's my passion. I love working with people on this. And so the thing with empowerment that a lot of people don't, you know, they don't understand is that empowerment is true confidence. It's really having confidence. It's that empowerment is having a recognition and an acknowledgement of who you are. That's the first thing. You know, and on your show, we've spoken many times about, you know, about attention, intention, and action.
Right.
It's about really paying attention to who you are, accepting and really approving, having that self-acceptance of that true authentic self that you already are. And then giving yourself that permission, allowing yourself to be that, you know, be that person, be that loving individual, be that divine self. You know, we are all here for a purpose. And so empowerment is all about, you know, recognizing, you know, what that purpose is, acknowledging who we are, you know, giving ourselves that permission to be who we are, you know, and stop living somebody else's life.
Right.
You know, somebody else's, you know, should've, would've, and could've. And just really have the freedom to be yourself, your true, authentic self.
So, Dr. Jimenez, let me ask you a question. When you say empowerment and not to let you live other people's lives, can you give us an example of what helps people to feel empowered, even in a relationship? You know, there's a lot of times that we were just talking about relationship before with our last guest. And, you know, sometimes we, without even knowing it, we make our, you know, spouses, either way, husband or wife, or, you know, feel not empowered. We feel
right.
Like, you know, we kind of like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. Let me just do this for you. Or we, right? How do
yes.
we not do that? And how can we help people in our, you know, just in our own little relationship to feel empowered?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, actually my background is in relationships and couples therapy and so forth. So I love talking about, you know, relationships. And it's definitely, you know, the relationship with ourselves, the relationship with others, and the relationship with, you know, our higher being, a God, our purpose, the universe, you know, however people would like to call it. And so empowerment, when we are talking about empowerment, is in couples, is really knowing what's mine and knowing what's yours. So again, it's that self-awareness, but not just being aware of ourselves, but also being aware that we are not the other person, that we are not the, you know, and that seems to get murky, you know, if their boundaries get blurred and we cross boundaries because we forget, you know, we don't really remember who we are and who we are not. We are not our partner. You know, and so it's important for us to be authentic to ourselves and our dreams and our purpose and our desires, our intentions, and to allow your partner to do the same, you know, to see them and see how they are, you know, what is, the, you know, who they really are. You know, sometimes it's hard when you're living with somebody and they say one thing and they do another, you know, and we pay so much attention to that. But who are they really? And
but so what would you do in that kind of a situation when, you know, that was a perfect analysis of somebody that says something different than who they are? And do you just allow them and say, you know, I mean, how would you react to that?
Well, you know, having communication and, you know, talking to your partner about, you know, about that inconsistency is one important thing to do, and to really help them understand. And when you talk about communication, it's about, you know, I know that you're saying that you say that you love me, and but then at the same time, you know, when I ask you to do something, you know, you're not doing it, right? And so I feel, now this is really important, Kim, and it's really important for the listeners, that when you in relationships, in any relationship, and when you are communicating through communication, it takes, you know, a lot of give and take. And it's very, very important to talk about, you know, how you feel, you know, how I feel. I'm not going to say how you feel because I really don't know how you feel, right? And so I'm going to talk in the I. Always use I statements. Well, I feel You know, I don't feel loved. I don't feel connected to you. I don't feel appreciated, you know, when this happens, you know, when you don't help me around the house. I don't feel that, you know, I feel, you know, so it's all about using that. And then listen to your partner. Listen
right.
to them and see what they have to say, you know, because in communication, it's, you know, there's so many levels that it's what I say, right? What I'm thinking, what I want to say, what I actually say, right? And
right.
then how you hear it, right? It's how you hear that message that I said and what it really means to you. What do you think I really said?
Right.
You see that? So it's not just, oh, I said this and he said that. You know, when I hear that, I just think it's funny because there's so much more to that. But the main thing is that if you are coming from, you know, from yourself, from an authentic place, from a loving and, you know, and a caring place, and really be in the moment with your partner and
right.
talk from the heart, talk how you feel, but talk in a way that's non-judgmental, non-critical, but, you know, this is me, this is who I am, and I just want to see, what do you think? How do you feel about that?
Right.
And
I think that's so important. I think that is so important to do in a couplehood, to keep the doors open and to not be resentful if you hear something like, you know, I'm just really feeling unloved right now. You know, instead of going, what do you mean? What am I doing wrong? You know, so you get defensive and you say, you know, I'm so sorry. I guess you're right. I haven't, you know, I'm not feeling connected either. How can we make
right.
this better? I love it. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jimenez, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break. When we come back, can we talk about confidence and how
Absolutely.
Does confidence influence a person's empowerment?
Wonderful.
Great.
Yes.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Jimenez. And, of course, her practices start again, not over. And you can always get in touch with her at, is it 314? Wait, no, what is your number so that I can give it out to our listeners?
914881.
Okay. Again, can you repeat that again?
323.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is.
Yeah, 323-591-4881. And you could always go to startagainnotover.com and, you know, contact me through there as well and take a look at my blog and some of the goodies that I have to offer for free.
I love it. I love it. And it's all about unlocking successful futures, one key at a time, correct?
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Stay with us. We are going to give away some Rubicon tickets. And, of course, Brian was just in here, Brian McDonald. And, of course, it's all about buyer and seller. And that is the one-man show that he's going to be doing. A great job. And it starts January 24th all the way through February 11th. Call in right now, 805-419-0084-19-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. If you miss any part of our show, you can also listen on our website at kimpaganoshow.com or go to our podcast, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Jimenez, and we're talking about building confidence, how confidence empowers us, and how we can influence people by empowerment. And thank you so much for being here, Dr. Jimenez. And so what is confidence?
Yes, thank you. So, you know, confidence, as I was saying, really empowerment, and empowerment is confidence. And what I mean by that is, I like what you said about, you know, the empower is about confidence and influencing people. The best way, one of the best ways of influencing people is by us taking control of ourselves. And really, you know, we can't change other people. Don't even try, because it's a lost cause.
Right.
But what you do is you can change who you are, you know, not who you are, but how you see yourself, and you can change how you act and how you think and how you feel. And so that's what I mean by changing who you know, because who you are is a divine being. You know, you are here for a purpose. You were made here to do wonderful things, to do an amazing, have an impact in the world. And when confidence in something, you know, we really complicate life at times. And, you know, we've all seen this happen, right? Because confidence is really all about a mindset. And it's as simple as a belief and a feeling. And so a lot of people are like, what? You know, just, you know, we complicate everything. But confidence and feeling empowered, right, it's all about a belief and a feeling. The belief that you can address whatever is in front of you, whatever happens, whatever you're doing now, being in the moment, and that you can address it, and that everything's going to turn out okay. It's as simple as that.
Right.
It's
right.
Like, if I'm going to do it, you know, I'm going to have the confidence to go across the room and talk to that gentleman or talk to that gal, and, you know, and I'm not going to go out there if I don't think that I can do that, right? And I'm not going to go out there if I don't think that at least I have a shot at it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so confidence is really having that belief that I can do this, whatever it is in front of me, and that it's going to turn out well. Now, in terms of the feeling, it's a feeling that we are worth, you know, that we are worthy of that particular thing, that particular person, that particular relationship, whatever it may be. That desire that we have, that intention that we have, that we are worthy, that I am worthy to have it, and that I am willing. I have the feeling that I am willing to do it, that I have the desire. Having that desire, is extremely important.
So,
then being capable to do it.
Right. So, if you were telling somebody that was in your office and you were, you know, working with them and they had maybe low confidence, okay, what would be the first thing that you would start off with? Is one, obviously having an idea. Then second is thinking, do I have enough confidence to really walk this all the way through? And if you have low confidence, how could you build yourself up so to think that I'm going to do this, it's going to be okay, and I'm going to walk through this?
Mm-hmm. Right. So there are a few things that can be done. One of the first things, and I'm going to give you some pointers, you might want to take notes on this.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing is having self-trust.
Did you say
Self-trust. Trusting yourself. Trusting, have, you know.
Self-trust. I'm sorry, yes. Okay, got it.
Yes, self-trust. So trusting, you know, trusting yourself.
Right.
Trusting who you are. And really see that you can do it. And people say, well, what do you mean? I mean, if I could trust myself, then yes, I can understand that I would have confidence, but how am I going to trust myself if, you know, all the things that have happened to me and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is pay attention to the evidence. Look at the evidence of a time, a situation, something that you may have, that you have done in the past. All of us have done things that we didn't think were possible, right? If you think about it, just walking, right? I mean, when we were, we learned how to tie our shoes. We learned how to, you know, it can be something very small, something that we take for granted now.
Right.
But, you know, like, remember when we, had the interview, you know, one of our previous interviews, and we had that amazing person that, you know, he has his books, he plays the drums.
Right,
he has no hands.
Exactly.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And he was just such an inspiration, right? Why? Because he didn't take, you know, tying his shoes for granted,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you can start with something very simple. You know, you learned how to say another word in Spanish, in English, in French, whatever it may be. You were able to do something. You actually were giving your children, you know, in the hospital and said, here, now go be a parent. And now you're a parent. You've learned how to do this, right? So there's really take a look, you know, remember that, you know, some of those things that you didn't think you could do.
Right. Kind of look at your goals that you've already accomplished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
because,
exactly.
And that's a whole nother topic, you know, because so many people, we are goal oriented, our whole community, our whole society. And so we don't stop to say, wow, we did really good on this one.
Yes.
Now let's work on the next one. But let's sit
yes.
with this one for a little bit and enjoy it. You know, we're we beat ourselves up and we go to the next one, you know?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. You know, we've talked about, you know, self-domestication, as Don Miguel Ruiz has, you know, talked about and so forth. And, yeah, we beat ourselves up. We pay attention to I couldn't do this, so now I'm never going to try it again. And, again, yet, you know, I've done this, and this. And so we forget those things that we have done. And so making that. Now, the other thing, too, is that a lot of people, you know, you'll know people that have, you know, that have confidence. And when you look at somebody, you're like, how did they become so confident, right? How are they so empowered? How is it that they have this wonderful presence? And many of them will be able to tell you exactly when they made the decision to be empowered, to feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, you know, unfortunately, many of us wait until there's something wrong, until we are faced with a tragedy, until we're faced with some sort of trauma, and we're, you know, something happens, you know, like, you know what, this is it, I'm not taking this anymore, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to do this, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to learn this new language, I'm going to get a new job, whatever it may be. And then you said, you know what, my life is never going to be the same again. And when you say that and you make that decision, that's very, very important. Mm-hmm. Look at those evidences that you can do this. Then the next thing that you do is really build skills. Let's say that, you know, you want to be a mechanic. Let's say that you want to be an accountant. Whatever you said that you want to do. Let's say you want to start your own business, right? Whatever it is that you want to do, and let's say you want to be the best mom possible, the best dad ever, the best lover, the best partner, right? Then get some skills. Develop and deepen skills that will make you that amazing person. And learn from the people that know how to do it. That's why I think last time I was telling you, I don't just have one coach, Kim. I actually have three coaches.
Right.
I have three coaches, and because I have one for, you know, a business coach, I have a health and fitness coach, I have, you know, I have all of these different people in my life because I want to, why reinvent the wheel?
Right.
Why reinvent the wheel?
Well, you know, I love that you said that. Go and mentor somebody that you think is doing an amazing job. And follow, you know, with your own individuality and your own creativity. But
yeah.
You're right. Why, you know? So, what kind of coaches do you have?
Yeah. So I have a business coach, and I also have a physical and health and nutrition coach, and I actually have a speaking coach, And, you know, these are all the things. So when I said, this is what I want to do, I want to help people. I want to go around. I want to talk to people. I want to be able to connect with people. I want to be able to offer them whatever I can, whatever help that I can to help others. I knew that I needed to learn how to speak. Right? I knew that I needed to learn how to speak in public,
right,
to speak in front of crowds, which is actually one of the, you know, biggest fears of most,
yes,
people.
Yes, it is.
People would rather die than to speak in front of the public. So, you know, one of the things that you can do, let's say you want to do that, you can go to an acting class.
Right.
Join an acting class. Have fun doing it. Things don't have to be difficult. Things don't have to be, you know, dreary. We don't have to, you know. But if you enjoy it, if you know your purpose, if you know what you want, if you know my true authentic self, me, this is who I am, and this is what I want to be. I want to be the best, you know, I want to do as many things as I can. I want to make a difference in the world, right? I want to be, a great father, a great mother to my children. Then what is it that it will take? So maybe, you know, take some dance lessons,
mm-hmm,
you know, just to feel good in your body.
Also agree with that, because you want to be an expert in your industry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does it take? You know, when you look at all the Olympic, you know, they are an expert in their industry, and they put in extra hours, and I forget how many hours it is that, you know, that they put, but it is amazing what they do, and that's how come they are where they are. Dr. Jimenez, we are at the end of our show and at the end of our interview.
No.
I know it goes so fast, but with some really good stuff here. Can you give out your website one more time so our listeners can get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. Please go and check out Start Again, Not Over.
Okay,
again,
great.
That's startagainnotover.com. Or, you know, if I can be of any help to you, feel free to reach out to me at 323-591-4881. You know, you can do it. Don't settle for just being good. Good is just average.
There you go.
You can be great.
I love it.
Outstanding, and I'd love to help you.
Oh, thank you so much. Always a pleasure talking with you, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. We are at the end of our show. And, of course, I want to thank everyone that's tuned in. And hopefully that one of our guests and all of our guests have made a difference in your life. Of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. A great life is nothing more than a series of days well-lived, strung together like a string of pearls. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great weekend.
I got this feeling inside my bones.